So I have other other people working with me. I have to mention Heather Harden. She's a doctoral candidate at our school, and she helped me out with this manuscript. And it's not accepted for publication yet, but this is the presentation for it. And again, there is no interest of any kind. And this study was supported by OSHA through the University of Cincinnati. They have a program there. Here is something said in 1964. Schimmel and Haven did a study, and we know the patient safety movement started in 1999 and after in the 2000. But surprisingly, I found some studies done in the 60s, and we have to attribute these people. And he said, the unexpected consequences in healthcare errors from modern diagnosis and treatments are the price we pay, the disease of medical progress. It's a very sad price that we pay for care. Long-term care nurses, as we know, the expectation for number of nurses in home care is to double by 2020. And we have many studies done to about the staffing and the BSN nurses. The more BSN we have, the less patient safety problem and care error we have, and the more load for patients also you have. Then here is a very strong finding from Aiken. With each additional patient per nurse, there is an increased likelihood for patient dying within 30 days of admission, increased odds of failure to rescue, burnout, and job dissatisfaction. And these are very strong findings really about the role of nurses and patient safety. Care errors in elderly, we know home health, patients live and take care of themselves in unstructured environment. Nurses have very little control really when they do their home visits and visit patients. Whatever that environment, whatever that neighborhood is, that's what they get. Patients often have multiple physicians, caregivers, and pharmacists. And that also can create problems if you're going to too many, shopping for the physician just for the sake of relieving your symptoms and not treating the illness. Excuse me. Aged patients or older adult patients, physical, mental, and psychological ability to fight back illnesses and care error decline. We know that biologically, the systems of the body, as we grow older, you know, the function decline, and that makes it very hard to find care errors. So care errors in older adults are more costly, and it gets more health problems too. Current research, we still can say that most of the research has been still focused for patient safety in the hospitals. We are seeing more studies in the nursing homes and the other community-based, but the most chunk of patient safety research is still done at the hospitals. There have been no studies of how home health nurses perceive and cope with care error and what kind of changes in practice happen after a care error. And that's one of the gaps in the literature. If you look at patient safety, is addressing nurses and physicians even, you can find still a gap that the focus on the care error about the health problem, but it's not about the one who commit that, which is nurses and doctors. And Dr. Wu mentioned in his article that they are the second victim. He called them the second victims, so they suffer as the patient do suffer from healthcare errors. Our specific aim for this study is to find out how nurses cope with care errors and find how home health agencies deal with care errors. We also wanted to examine different coping mechanisms and its relation to changes in practice. The methodology, this is a prospective survey design study done in a southern state. I surveyed all the home health agencies in the state. There is 104 agencies, and only 33 agencies, home health agency, participated in the study. And the inclusion criteria, nurses needed to be working for 3 months in the home health agency to participate in the study. The instrumentation, we developed a demographic survey to collect demographic data, like how much experience did they have, what kind of degree, if they had a bachelor degree or associate degree or LPN. And then we used the Dr. Wu survey We modified it and we had a panel of experts that reviewed the survey to fit the home health environment. Also the Home Health Association of the Southern State helped us in that. And we had a quality improvement people in many home health agencies who reviewed the survey and agreed on all the items to make sure it fits the home health care area. Subjects were asked to describe their most significant care error, their response to it, and the events that followed. Nurses answered the question about acceptance of responsibility, emotional responses, and institutional response, and the changes in practice. A procedure, I did two waves of data collection, and as I said, 33 agencies participated out of the 104. We did telephone calls to the directors, and if the home health agency had multiple sites, then we even called the clinical director on each site that they had, and the calls was to make sure they agree to participate in the study, and we wanted to know how many nurses did they have in each agency or each site for that home care agency. The Home Health Association, as I told you, they supported us really, really in this study, and they publish about the study as recruitment in the state. They have a newsletter, and they said, you know, study is coming up. We support this study. We encourage you to participate in the study. So that really helped us out a lot. Excuse me. Type of agency response. As we say, 43% responded, and then 34 completed the agency survey, and 32% participated in the study. And you know, you can see here that some sites, even the main site said they would participate in the study, but that site did not want to participate, and they did not participate. And 6 returned undeliverable addresses. I tried to follow up with those. I could not, and they might merged with other companies, or they ceased to exist. They don't work anymore, some of them. And I sent out for nurses 381 survey, and I received back 203 with a response rate of 53%. Characteristic of agency in this question, they were asked to circle all the tabli, so the total would not add up to 100, and I think that's going to make a problem for publication. So they serve rural areas, 88%, and they had one office, 76%. 73% of the sample was non-profit. 58 were associated with a hospital, and 33 home care agency were a freestanding home health agency. And if we look at the nurses on this state, we'll find that most of them are associated degree nurses. About half of the nurses in home care in that state are associated degree. And then the BSN is the second. Mechanism to cope with care error. The mostly mentioned one was, I just concentrated on what to do next. The next step, 64%. I made a plan of action and tried to follow it, 60%. I made a promise to myself that things would be different next time, 54%. I know what had to be done, so I doubled my efforts to make things work, 53%. And then, you know, the other responses. And here, you know, it's good that it's 60s, but you wonder about the rest. With this, you know, patient safety movement, I would think that more of the nurses know how to, this is the best response is to what to do for your patient if you do a care error, how to help them. So I would expect more. And when I see that 64 is good, but I would think on the other side, I say, what happened to the 35? And that's, I think, also to the definition, return to the definition of care errors. We did provide them with a definition, but I think we should focus more in our next studies on high impact error. So we can separate between near misses, a simple error, and a high impact error. I think that would reflect more in such coping mechanism that they would use. Nurses' reaction, about 50% felt remorseful, 49 angry with themselves, 32% felt inadequate, 36 felt guilty, fearful of repercussion, 20%. And this goes back to the second victim feeling. Institutional response, we find here that in 60s, I received the emotional support I needed. My colleagues tried to put my error in perspective. And if we look at the literature, we found that collegial support is one of the most important aspect for somebody who experience a care error. So in the 60s is the number. 58%, my supervisor tried to find ways to prevent similar errors in the future. And 27% new policies or system changes were made to avoid such an error. So we also still here with the 27, we see that we need more onto the systems issues. The most important change in practice due to the care error was pay more attention to details at 73%. And 63% personally conforming data. 63% changed the way they organize data. 7% kept care error to themselves, and 6% avoided similar patients. Here I looked at the means and standard deviation when you discover the care error, and the scale is escape avoidance and overall effect of the care error on practice. And surprisingly, if you look here at the beginning of the care error, 3%, it was significantly different than if you discover the care error after. So they use escape avoidance in that. It's very hard to explain. Overall effect was at the end of the care error, they had the most change in practice at the end of the care error. Predictors of constructive changes. The first predictor was experience. The more experience, the association between experience and constructive change. Planful problem solving was a predictor, seeking social support and emotional self-control, and explained 34.7% the R squared. The implication. I wrote here implication about medication errors, communication need to be improved, and more program to do, and lab work. But I think also, in addition to those, supporting nurses, there hasn't been a program to support nurses in health in the healthcare system. When a care error occurs, they need some kind of support, and the University of Missouri healthcare system has started a program to support nurses from the minute where the care error occurred. They had a hotline, a 1-800 number, and the administration did a team of nurses who would give support to that nurse from the minute the care error occurred till the end of that. And the VA is doing another program. But until now, unfortunately, there is no scientifically supported way to tell nurses what you do if you have a care error. In general, from the system perspective, from all, we know the treatment and preventing the consequences and, getting the help, the medical help and the nursing help immediately for a care error. But from that holistic approach, what would be the best approach to do? There isn't much done there, except the University of Missouri, they started this. So we'll see what happens with their program. But we still need more research and more ways to find to help nurses, especially with high impact care errors from the minute it occurred and after. Future research, as I said, this is the most important. We can develop intervention to improve communication is one of the biggest issue that we find in this study. Documentation also, and to decrease care error in home health, especially medication error was number one. How to create a safety-oriented care culture. We still struggle with that. We know the AHRQ came up with a survey to improve, to assist culture. The environmental culture of the organization, but we still lack this in many of our healthcare institutions. Error occur in the home and may be missed by the nurse, the patient, and the caregiver. It's a challenge to nursing researchers. Any study, how much we capture of the errors, if we ask them to define these errors that they have, how much we capture is very limited, and it depends on the method, and we capture as much as we can, but we don't capture the whole picture. And that's my presentation. Thank you all.